We are in Latin 94, right? Yes, sir. Okay.
Now these are how you should practice patience. And then anyone or anybody who creates some discomfort or obscuration, then how you deal with it. So, and also praising name, and these are can give us different delight feelings, comfort, but these are also useless, seems, because sometimes we can avoid suffering by not focusing on too much on good and bad, or praising, or what is it? If someone say good and bad, it's not necessarily cause you problem, but only you involve the way of involvement can make a difference. So that is the part of the 90, and then this. So sometimes people have a different way to explain what is the honor, feeling of honored, or feeling of dignified. This, from Buddhist point of view, sometimes these are not necessary. You only make making fundamental kind of shift from internal, cultivate with wisdom and compassion. Otherwise, if you gain some dignity, honorary degree or name or world rewards, these, if even unnecessarily effort to make that happens, cause a lot of suffering if that is not naturally flows or naturally come. In many history, you can see whether it's a small community or big country, the people in those places often have a difficult problem transform themselves, go beyond, but stay in that memory, bad memory, and then what is it, the ancestor did this and that, and then they also continue their so-called different legacy, but some legacy create bloodshed, and also heroism or heroic kind of a culture that sometimes it's necessary for survival during the turbulent kind of a time of struggles, time of fighting, this fighting spirit. But overall, it's unhealthy. If some poetry write how you kill people or how you brave to enough to fight, or you are fast or something, but end up it's a kind of ignorance. You will see these bring generation after generation separation and defeat, and only never one side win all over, but often back and forth in different way. So, and then during this, still that so many different difficulties, unnecessary kind of part from life and death. Many women don't have a husband, many kids don't have father, many relatives in the young, their young age have to say, sadly, kind of separate and have lived so many scars. and hatred and then imbalance the mind. So overall, the heroic kind of idea, and then these are still in a healthy and a civilized society, you have to be cautious about this. So these are also said. So for this is just the name, and then I think it's okay. We did this part. I think since you left, I will read this 90. If I am wise in what is good for me, I'll ask what benefit these bring. For if it is entertainment I desire, I might as well resort to alcohol and cards. And then, I lose my life, my wealth, I squander all for reputation sake. What use are words and whom will they delight when I am dead and in my grave? Children can't help crying when their castles come crumbling down. My mind is so like them when praise and the reputation start to fall. Adult kids, they have a different grasping, different needs. Some are same, some are different. Differences. There is a different kind of interest. If we think, of course, we cannot say anybody they are totally wrong because they are products of their culture and there is a education or personal kind of intelligent. They may be a victim of their own kind of habituation and wrong views. But also we can say we have some wrong grasping that is not easy to realize that is wrong. In many cultures, you have to protect your name or because your success or based on that kind of a reputation name, things. Someone who really renounced a person who have a different kind of view, different opinion, good and bad, all temporary, including rewards or the praise, reputation, these are the any kind of even they are well known or non known, they still have the same kind of condition, same mind. Otherwise, we going to have a lot of ambition and agenda, and forceful kind of a mind or how to say triple phase. Different could occur in those too much attached to name. Sometimes it's monks, they are very much afraid of other people accusing they have some wife or scandal, sexual scandal. Normally people are very afraid of someone saying you are stealing something. A thief, yes. I remember one master said his student, and they have had a conversation. The student said, I already kind of totally renounced I'm now free from clinging anything. Then his master said, oh, you're good. And next day or a few days later, they said, oh, I want to, they have a teaching class. Said, oh, someone, I didn't know this person is like that. He stole something, possession. And then, but never mind, he said, it's so not that bad. And then he said something. And then after this class, the student came with a very angry hand and said, why are you kind of accusing me a thief? I didn't do anything, and then you have to clear my name and something very strong. And then this master said, do you remember a few days ago you told me you're no longer cleaning anything, like worldly things? But this is kind of a joke, but actually it's important. One lady gave him kids while he was teaching, said, I cannot no longer take this child because she is poor and cannot do much. And then someone said, oh, you, this master, he is very good, a kind heart, often teaching love and compassion, this. So you should ask help from this person. And then she went, and after the ceremony and the teachings over, she went directly, said something, and then gave those kids, and then she ran away, left, okay, kind of taking care of my kids, and she had to do a lot of things. And then the people, of course, didn't hear what the words exchanged between master and this woman. But seems like she had a child, and she embarrassing and left, something like that. Then people have a rumor, said, oh, there must be his own child, and then he hiding or his own child. But now it seems like a fine, it happens to have to take care. But this monk didn't say anything. It's a 11th, 12th century kind of story. And then after a few years, the rumor starting kind of not come down not much, no more people saying much. But this lady came back with a good condition. She already did something, business or something good. I said, I want my child, and I will raise my by myself. And then this master called Larutoba, and then he also kind of passed this child to a lady, and then people realized, oh, there is nothing to do with this. Kind of this. For monastic community, if people accuse you that way, it's big things, but they also can kind of practice patience. And then short-lived sound, devoid of intellect, can never in itself intend to praise me. I said that it's the joy of the other taking me in. It's very difficult to read. That is the cause of my delight. And then continue. But what is it to me if others take delight in someone else or even in myself? Their pleasures, their mind, theirs, and theirs alone, not part of it left by me. This because people have a strong attachment towards name and identity, and also how you kind of peer perception, your own perception, you know, what is a peer, what kind of an image appear in others' mind, what do others think about you. That is a very big thing for people mind thinking about it. So that people sometimes do many strange actions or some kind of wrong, right or wrong understanding of that correctly. Here is saying the sound of the praise in it's very short, and also sound itself, it's kind of, you're energized or happy by that kind of words and sound meaning said by somebody. But his words and his kind of saying thoughts is not necessarily kind of remain too long. Sometimes people saying today it's good, but tomorrow saying something better. Or word itself is also suddenly, it just disappear in a space, sound itself. But only clinging, who clings still, they kind of mark in their mind and over remember again and again. Also, harming words also seen. Sometimes people said, oh, long time ago, this person said one word or such a thing to me, and then they have suffered until now, something like that. But this is also self, grasping. Otherwise, people's mind and actions, if you don't think that seriously, they will actually not mean that much. They say something, but you have to take it light. Or you can say, whether it's that person said something good, but because their own virtue, they have a good mind and a kind heart and a positive thinking. So, say this to you, that merit goes to this person. That is then not necessarily because of us. I will read this part. 我们上一次最后一次在什么地方？你记得吗？ 100啊。 I think last time we left 100, but before. If I'm happy at the joy of those who take delight, then everyone should be a source of joy to me. When people take delight of others, why am I not happy at their pleasure? This is attitude also, or attitude. Words or all, we have this enemy and we and they, I and you, or that kind of thinking. From Bodhisattva point of view, we are one family. We can say all sentient beings have the same condition. Basic condition of able to kind of achieve enlightenment, or able to, there is a basic condition of wisdom and seeds of wisdom and compassion. If you say, oh, any sentient being, if there's, or certain sentient beings have the capability, to, achieve or realization of a, weakened state of mind, total weakened means, kind of know everything in one time. If that is not for every one of the sentient beings, only certain, human or gods, then our approach or the way of practice is kind of wasting of time. But Buddha, he himself, he said, many kind of teachings said, only in this life, form of life, even insect, you can say they have no much, maybe we don't know insect mind, but generally we're thinking they don't have a sophisticated thinking and the practice of religion. We didn't see observing kind of many animals, the kind of survival based kind of activity, you can see. But Buddha, he said, in different form of life, they will kind of transpass to different life or form after kind of passing away of this life. This stream of consciousness will continue. That is the reincarnation or time came with the phenomenon, travel with time, including material things also continue to move in within time and space. While they are moving, there must be something time exist. Similarly, our consciousness take required times to kind of one moment to the other moment. But each moment itself, it's kind of a changing nature. So that's why first second of time can be moved to third second, another time, movement of time. It, because it, time is the smallest, or we can say union of time or existence of time, also the anti-nature or dependent arising and the nature. So consciousness, although we have a sleeping time and unconscious kind of time, it's not totally unconscious, because level of conscious become deeper, you cannot realize that movement. So when goes deep consciousness into 7 or 8, even ninth called wisdom jhana consciousness, then there is a quality which is beyond of a form of the sensory consciousness associated with the physical body. So mind stream continue follow with time, material kind of physical body also in different compound also continue with time and space. There's a so they say we should have like all sentient beings are one kind of basically one family of all different categories, realms of sentient beings, but all have the capacity to achieve enlightened or awakened state. Non-own quality is there. Some are animal or small, these or different realms have a less chance to have this capacity, have a less chance to find out this. There is a outer obscuration, inner obscuration, and most inner kind of obscurations. Sometimes we have a consciousness with a very limited body function, then in that lifetime you cannot do much. After release from that body, you have another chance, but also hijacking by habituation, deep habituation. So won't have a chance to know much, but to continue with that habituation. Of course, there are very different levels. Sometimes it's quite powerful or mind suddenly appear, but you don't recognize that, what is that. And then following basic habituation, then following associated with another kind of a physical body, sometimes in lower realms. including human and others, even some kind of level of gods, like that. And then here we're saying, if you can develop kind of kindness and compassion to all sentient beings who seek happiness and freedom, the life itself very important for one to protect, and within that life form expand, extend, and also lifetime, the freedom is very important, and free from big freedom and small freedom, they'll have a different kind of a capacity to achieve freedom, and then within that freedom, pursuing happiness, very important, why in suffering. So all sentient beings have the wish, whether they have a intentionally or unintentionally, there is a kind of a way of pursuing the happiness. We can say safety, peace of mind, or survival, or how to say, to fulfill their kind of wish. Generally, it's relate to with the safety. If you do evil things, then there's no much safe internally and externally. So our the praising is not genuine for others, or not knowing the meaning of praising itself, reputation itself, then we don't, we think other people are happy, then I will happy. But when other people praising the enemy of you, then if there's an enemy, then you, why you not in their pleasure kind of state of mind? The satisfaction that is mine for thinking I am being praised, is unacceptable to common sense, and nothing but the antics of the semi-child. So this is the continuation. Normal or ordinary beings like us, we were kind of following the environment and following the other people what says. And a saint will transform your mind and then transform the environment and perception and appearances. That is the kind of ordinary and already enlightened being or saint, what is different. We are product of environment. Saints, they can kind of manage, or they become the lord of their own environment. Praising and the compliments distract me, sapping my revulsion, right? With this revulsion, with samsara, I start to envy others their good qualities, and this all excellent is ruined. So once one people think I already had that quality or name is very fit for me, and then that good name is only for me, something like that kind of thinking comes, then you have to protect that name, and you have to, you become sometimes sort of maybe they, because of good name, you have some benefit and some kind of happiness brought to you, tensions, and also maybe material wealth and many things. And then from Buddhist point of view, not necessarily good thing is happening, because depends on your mind, one's own mind, you can say. If we have a big man, we have a difficult to get, can go beyond, and also renounce from that name and that habitu responsibility, or whether what kind of you are clinging and stuck in that kind of environment. And even we say chief enlightenment, or these are people won't think much. They think only about worldly life. And even some people think about enlightenment. It's a kind of a side tension, not main kind of path of their own. And then other people, others who have a similar name or more successful or more influential than me, people have a race. Jealous or envy. And also in that can cause more falling from achievement of enlightenment. And then this is said, if you know the greatness of enlightenment, then even you don't think of a second in your mind, you will continue to pursue or continue to practice Dharma. It's like one person who in a sick situation, but they don't know there is a health, there is a kind of you can become normal or healthy. Some people are healthy, they don't know you can go kind of much healthier, stronger. Psychology also the same. If you say, I'm normal, I don't have an illness in my mind, but once you have some psychological problem, then seeking people to help you to become kind of a neutral, normal again. But in that state, we should continue to progress, that we are not only normal, but we can create more kind of capability, and we have a more capacity to achieve. For example, people say, oh, I already know how to speak and listen. And it's not, maybe not needed to reading and writing. But if you can do reading and writing, then it's much more useful. And then if you only write and read in certain level, that is kind of okay. But if you can do calligraphy, writing, and with the reading different languages or something, you have more capacity. Similarly, if you think worldly life, there is some good, but we understand that it's a very fragile, unstable, and not maintained too long, and eventually may cause the cause you kind of not being free from suffering, from the samsara, the cycle like existence. We continue to, because of this, those name or sin, we continue to, that gain little, lose big, that kind of choices happens. So praising could cause people to have a more grasp, tighter with their kind of name. And then this kind of can destroy the virtuous quality of us. Those who stay close by me, then to damage my good name and cut me down to size 2, are surely they're protecting me. from falling into a realm of grief. From that, this is the opposite. Normally we think someone says something bad to you or bad to me is bad. Necessarily it's not good fortune, that's not good news. And praising and good name, necessarily we think it's what, no matter it's big or small, it's good for you. And harming or negative kind of saying is even small, lest will bother you a while. And the teaching is from the opposite of understanding. Good name could also cause people more grasping. Bad name also can give us kind of deep thoughts, and then turn samsara, turn back to samsara, turn our back to samsara, means go to liberation and nirvana or the enlightened path. This is a sometimes often we say, oh, we are pursuing happiness and freedom, but the way of pursuing freedom and happiness, not necessarily it's happy itself. Maybe someone saying something unpleasant and discouraging words, even then you have to think in what is reality, what is situation you have capable to do and not capable to do. And then some people say, oh, you're capable to do anything, but behind there is condition and how much effort you can do, effort you can put. You cannot just dreaming and imagine then everything is naturally kind of spontaneously rise, right? It's impossible. So with the good encouraging words and with something kind of discouraging, or sometimes it's maybe harmful kind of saying, but overall it's healthy. If you only heard maybe all discouraged, maybe also one person have a limited capacity to hold things, and then that I cannot take anymore or something. You have to have a good boundary, a limitation. But with both sides, maybe sometimes it's encouraging people, sometimes it's not. But generally we think encouraging is more attractive. Discouraging or praising is the negative. And here it strongly says, if someone really criticize, damage my good name and cut me down to size, it's kind of protecting me from the falling into realm of grief. This is from the aspect of subjective experience, how you care the worldly things, the gain, and want to be praised, and then all, how to say, in front of you, on the back of you, when not seen, and pursuing the genuine happiness, happy, clinging to happy, you want to try to words. Pain or suffering. Well, there's a happy and suffering in English words, and in other words with kind of some differences. And in suffering or in Buddhist term, where it's a phrase, we're saying there is a suffering of physical and mental pain. That is one level. And the other is the mental kind of unstable and always changing. From this opinion that very much changing, everything is changing, and not knowing what is kind of not knowing the path and reality itself, and then many misjudgment and the wrong perception will cause many delusions. So that is also another kind of the pain of suffering of change. That means old age, sickness, and death, and all the gathering always have to be part or build up or be falling apart or kind of centralized, also become kind of decentralized. All of those things. And the third level, or fundamentally because of self-grasping and not knowing the nature of phenomenon and the grasping itself, ignorance, we can say, that is source of suffering. It's everywhere, all space and time. The deluded mind associated with some degree of so-called suffering. It's not necessarily pain itself, but the other kind of changing and not knowing the essential kind of nature of phenomenon. I think we left here. So I am one who strives for freedom. I must not be caught by wealth and honors. How could I be angry with the ones who work to free me from my fetters? So in the before you said someone criticizing you or criticizing you down, it's protecting you from falling too deep of deep realms of suffering. It's the same like doctor, physicians. Because you want to have a recover from illnesses, so give us some medicine. It's a base bitter taste, and then to help you to kind of eliminate illnesses. Because during that process, they may cause you some kind of pain and even injections and the operation necessary. But if that happens, we don't say you cause me a lot of pain and the punch that physicians or the doctor say you are kind of, you only see part of that. Similarly, someone say negative things, we should see overall what is the impact. We don't take that part only, what he says. And if we too much attach it to name, and or name itself also become controller or titles, become our obscuration, and then become kind of sometimes even evil cause. We can do evil things because of we are too much into name itself. And then if we free from those clinging to name, and how your life become free more freedom, gain more freedom. It's like a lotus flower, a blossom from mud, even although there's kind of roots in the mud. Similarly, we are hearing and seeing some mud, and seems like not very clean, but from that can blossom wisdom. Maybe you can read, please. Thank you, Vipul.
May the Buddha's lay blessing bar my way, determined to plunge myself headlong in sorrow. How can I be able to?
Yes. And we always think it's the same. Doesn't matter, we are in a very smooth kind of a lifetime or some difficult time. We often always think, know that we have to rely on our kind of principles. What is a principle? It's always put compassion and wisdom first. And in your mind, occupied by compassion and wisdom. And also, even anything you think important to deal with it, and then you guide by this wisdom and the compassion, and guide your mind. So here we're saying, from that people clinging too much, that kind of thinking, it's we're potentially go down to the difficult realms, unfortunate realms, but the enlightened beings, like Buddha, are very, a lot of blessing. Buddha means, you can think of him as a total realized being, or you can say, your own natural kind of a tendency, good parts of your own mind, enlightened part of your mind, kind of stop that you go deep down to unfortunate realms. So similarly, if other people, we appreciate Buddha blessing us, not letting us, even someone help us, stop our evil action, not avoiding kind of go to jail or something, do bad things, and then end up, we'll appreciate this person saying, if not you, I may end up in jail. Similarly, we can say people sometimes from appearance, they're negative, but end up, they help a lot, help us to avoid and go to deep, unfortunate kind of realms. And then we have to remember always, sometimes it's money is one conflict zone or hotspot, and then emotional clinging or kind of partners, and then this and that, they also one could cause a lot of pain, and then success and unsuccess. Well, if you're successful and then you have bankrupt or something happens in your career and job, and then some people after kind of a retirement, they don't have lost the kind of life meaning, or sometimes not know how to do it. And sometimes people from war, imprisonment, they have a very difficult mind. Even now, teenagers in Iberia or other places, they do have a kind of a identity crisis problems. And then in this, I think it's important to see impermanence. If you accept impermanence itself, then you gain a lot of freedom. You're already pretending, not pretending everything will follow your wish. There is any time the kind of impermanence will appear as striking. And also life will not necessarily be full of joy. Have to accept this. Then you will not pretend in life must be very happy, and then you see everybody happy, only you are in that suffering, that kind of mode. But you will see each of the sentient beings have a difficult, something, uneasiness there in some times. Some people are fighting for a legacy and this and that many things. But this is a individual action and a collective action. If you see that is part of the cause and the condition, causality, and anything rises from causality, you will see also changing nature, compound nature. That means no essential kind of existence. They're always moving, always changing, always compound kind of so many different elements gathering and then part and changing. So there is nothing you can really cling on the deep down to say this is me, or there must be my name, my something carving down, or if you want to say independent, absolute existence is not there. From even physics nowadays, quantum physics, they also have a same conclusion. There is no object, independent, absolute real existence. Everything, even very small level, subtle level, even existence of entire universe, it's question in how to associate it without mind is impossible. Then you will see, you can kind of, although these, if you always often think about real, independent, everlast, that kind of mind, it's not a realm of phenomenon. It's about your own projection. You have to be kind of transform your own view, adopt kind of new reality. Otherwise, you already pretending this is a reality. I have to prove that. It's difficult. If there is no object independent existence. Of course, grosser level there is this, but we're saying it's nature. Appearance, it's there, but that appearance from relative world, there is appearance. And if you want to find the nature, then you cannot find any exist kind of a nature. And then this can help one person go kind of see world as a dream. You can have a good dream, positive dream, with compassion, with passion. You can have a good life journey. Maybe you can read 102. Yes, please.
I should not be irritated, saying they are obstacles to my good deeds. For is not patience the supreme austerity, and should I not abide by this?
And then this is also similarly the so-called enemy can waiting and transform trendy freedom. Mm-hmm. So it's saying if we think there are, because of the enemy, I should not be irritated, saying there are obstacles to my good deeds for that, for this not patient, the supreme austerity. It's saying, if someone, give us a create source of obstruction, create problems for me to achieve happiness. That kind of a mind can appear because enemy is often destroying your happiness or your success. Either you think or project this mind is normal. But if you think it's not necessarily the enemy itself is fundamentally and end up always from beginning to end is bad thing. I said if you can practice of patience, it's part of the kind of strengthening your mental qualities and why one shouldn't continue to practice of this. Otherwise, the our mind could be very fragile and extreme, and also not have the skillful means and the capability to transform my own mind and transform others' mind. Even cannot do much. So it's like you have a snake bite, and then doctors, they came to remove partial of the flesh or even one finger, and to in order to protect your one's life, this person's life. And similarly, our own mental intoxication or poisoning is like a snake, often finding not this or the others to bite. It's a kind of a mental hatred. It's more destructive force, can suddenly change one person's life direction and life condition. By one anger, people can jump from window. One anger, people can take their gun or knife to hit people. One anger, they cannot sleep overnight, cannot eat food without taste, something like that. That is in poison mind. And then if other kind of object come to you, it seem appearingly negative, but it's give you a chance, if one person really thoughtfully, patient, want to practice that, is turning point. Sometimes it's because of this. If you don't think, then create negative karma. But if you think of it, and then it's not necessarily blocking your achieving good or happiness, but you kind of go beyond. You achieve greater kind of necessary or greater deal in greater means or 更大的目标, 怎么说呢? Great. So Buddha also said, in order to help others, not only you, but help others, even you don't, not you are not very happy about it, you should do it. Most of us think we will do something we are happy, but sometimes because for others, even you are spending your time, energy, and do good things for others, you also feel satisfied. And then here, monks, they have a rules to quote monk four principles. That principle is saying, someone yell to you or say good, bad thing to you, you don't say back to, talk back to negatively. Someone angry to you, you don't show the angry to others. someone hits you, you don't hit back. And then someone say something cut your size or something saying insult you, and you are not insulting back. That is a four kind of principle live in monastic community life. Then many conflicts will resolve automatically. Everybody, 99 or 90 person will do this, then the crime and the lawsuit and a lot of tear and what's it called, nail and tooth or something, struggle will reduce automatically. What's it mean, fighting nail and the tooth? There is a tooth and nail. So yes, they lost the kind of effort. Yes, that is also reduced. But unfortunately, I heard yesterday one monk is a kind of a, not studying, and then in a big city. People were saying this is a bad kind of behaving monk, but the monastery cannot do much. And they end up, this monk killed one person. Before yesterday, I think, a few days ago. Very rare. I heard this, also, surprised me. And, I understand that people won't change just the clothes, changing their clothes. But if lucky enough, some people, how to say, behavior, very, not changing, so cannot continue to make effort toward this, but sometimes hijacked by worldly kind of concept. And then how have some fighting before with this family or something that this. So he didn't successfully do the four principles. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Is that in
Tibet? Yeah, in Tibet. In Tibet. This, I think, in my lifetime, from my own experience, someone told me something. I knew them more, but much more, I think. But I only heard, remember two. This is one case. Another case in my teen, somewhere I was in 17 or 16, 17 years old. Very little young kids, they were jumping and running. One monk supposed to taking care of a monastic kind of precepts and then orders. He used stick, I think, to punish the people moving, and you have to line and reading and chanting. Some were kind of throwing candy, and some like kids, they do this. And sometimes they don't figure out which one did that, then he may used to use a finger, kind of a thick stick to kind of punish each one or two. But because we have a heavy kind of clothes, and I think it rarely hit me, I think, but anyway, sometimes they don't know who did it, and then they kind of each one, yeah, one line, 20 people or something like that. But once the also same monastery with this time, one monk used a big, sharper square kind of wood, and then when the young monk passed away, and then that is a big news for a long time in end of. Yeah, I think the beginning of 1991 or two, something like that. And then this time, yeah, me too. I say, if we overcome hatred, that patience play big roles. hatred is bad thing, everybody know. Even doctor, or you ask anybody in outside of religion or something, Buddhism, no one say good for you. Hatred is very good for you. Anger, how to say, aggression, these are good for you. I think generally people won't say that. So if there's a, if that's not good, anything, any quality can transform or can minimize their destruction. It must be good. So it's patience. It's like the one of the great kind of antidote of anger. But if we don't know that patience is very valuable quality, because we are confused, and then sometimes adopt a wrong principle, wrong view, and we don't practice patience itself, and we hate someone with a kind of raw emotion, and then that's it. End up you're kind of blocking your own pursuing happiness and freedom. Your own obscuration become your thoughts. So we forgot to practice patience. It's the merit, cause of all merit. And in Dhammapada also said, really slight kind of misdeeds or unvirtuous deeds, we should taking care of it. We think, we are not saying bad things, or we are not doing anything, but thinking it's maybe not big deal. But thinking itself, it's a problem, the seeds of, what do you say, bad thing will happen. I said, it's like a small spark of fire can kind of destroy a big forest. Similarly, any evil things from one single mind thoughts, even slights of one event of the mental events when small, and if that can continue gathering and become bigger and bigger, then many plans, many ambitions or continue growth, and then plus some hatred, and then some doubt, more kind of insecurity, more aggression, courage, encouragement of aggression, more heroism, or more kind of that kind of wrong path that will cause big suffering. Even not only this is life, maybe you end up in this difficult experience, or end up in the jail, in many tears and separations. But in future life, you also in some negative kind of unfortunate realms, ghost realm, in hell realm, in difficult. And similarly, virtuous mind, we also have to be valued, even very slight. It's said, it's like a drop of water, accumulation of a small virtue will kind of end up, can fulfill big giant vessel by just a drop of water, like collecting drop of water. And then we should think about the mental events. It's very important. We have to kind of go practice in subtle level of consciousness. You have to take observation in your own mind and state of mind. Even you, if you find you maybe just second before, what's your mind thinking? If you see something, hearing something, or you are laughing, or you are in sad mood, you have to reflect what intention you have, what your intention, what you want, and then you will see kind of your condition, and with the bad moods or good deeds or good intention or negative intention. So we have to often remember, like you have to have a extra mind to mind the mind itself. Then this is very helpful. It's a even bodhicitta from beginning we have a practice of a general kind of care about other lives and others' happiness and sorrow, and then compassion, loving kindness, this growth until the boundary is not very limited, but all sentient being entire kind of realms, all different realms, that mind can have a very wide unconditional love is possible. And then until those quality from small and the beginning, weak and even fake kind of care and love, until then grow in automatically, not automatically, step by step you will become sincere and with a deep understanding and have a skillful means, and you have a rich quality to how to generate compassion and bodhicitta, until you kind of become possess all quality, eliminate all kind of unvirtuous activity, like Buddha. So it's also take time to continue. Mm-hmm. And then why we say enemy, or we have to practice patience, and the patience will created opportunity by so-called enemy, and then that is our opportunity to purify our mind and then to enrich our merit. And we don't have to see non-harming as a harming. Sometimes people have to worry about this and that. We shouldn't worry too much. We have if you love, fulfill your mind, you become most safe, stable, and non-harming by people. If you say, I want to buy a gun to protect myself, maybe it's much better using love, and evil people, bad people, maybe you know, some circumstances or past kind of a karma, life karma, unless it's avoid some events when may happen. Otherwise, even the evil, they also find some difficult for the virtuous people to harm them. I think some people, robberies or on the street, they will take advantage of children or elderly or women. This could happen. But most of the time, as I think with a good mind, they don't do that. Even they say, oh, there is this, one person want to have a fight with somebody, they find someone who they dislike. But with a loving, kind mind, for example, normal people like us, we won't harm someone who's very dear. But maybe someone very elegant or some one who kind of saying, throwing bad words, something like that. He said, then normal people may want to challenge or fight back or say something negative, or even do something like that. So similarly, patience, even someone who can do that to you, you practice patience, you don't, you are automatically avoiding a lot of unnecessary consequences. That is kind of you can see. So if wisdom and compassion cannot protect for this life, but after this life you will be in safe kind of environment, or if you don't think, but as we say, this life and past life and future life, so we'll have a connection like yesterday, the today and the tomorrow, or some connection with the last year, this year, and future year. It's expanding longer, but there is a relation. Even nowadays, of course, this is not related topic, but the quantum physicians, they said it's amazing, kind of quantum, what's it called, entanglement, entanglement, something. If one is, you know, very far universe, the other very, kind of very far, one is in this side, but this side change, the other side will automatically change once the entanglement happens. Normally we think with the space, with the time, there won't be any effect from material to other material. You have to, in big condition, same condition, or there must be some kind of distance, have to relate it to it, even touch to it, could happen that kind of reaction. But quantum, these are kind of signs. Everybody can, nobody can say this is not happening. But with this gigantic, very long distance, it's still happening in very subtle level. One change the other will affect the others. Similarly, this life and the other life mentally are kind of, we said, seven consciousness. Is the consciousness related to storage consciousness continuously our life with this. So next time we will continue from here. Dedication prayers. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shamada Bhadra as well, I now dedicated this wish, following the example. One and all, since dedication has been praised as spring, I open three times all the fundamental rituals I have. I fully dedicated the practice of spring. The practice of merit in all limited omniscience, then defeat boundary, the sun is turning away, birth, old age, sickness, and death. The reason of existence, your beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom, and attain to secret kayas that rises from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby may an enemy realm mental defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from the ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death.